I've just seen improvement is my thing with him. I think that arrows, you know, when we got here, we said it's important that we eliminate the dips as far as your progression. I think he's kept the arrow going up and gotten better every day.
Why was the decision made to move Tyson to fullback in some sets?
We just like what he brings as far as the size and athleticism that he brings. And I think that's a unique skill set that we don't have right now, or we don't feel like we have offensively. And we're just going to experiment with it and see how it plays out. You know, while in Tampa, we use Roy Miller as our fullback in short yardage goal line situation. So it's similar to that situation.
When Marquise comes back, whenever it is, how much catching up will he have to do after missing so much in the summer?
Well, you know, obviously I think physically he's going to have a lot of catching up to do. We'll keep him in the building. We'll keep him involved. You know, unfortunately for me, I haven't seen a lot of Marquise since I've gotten here. You know, he's battled the injury bug. But we'll stay on top of him, and he'll make sure that he's on top of it mentally. But I think it'll be more of knocking the rust off it physically that'll be the challenge for him.
How'd you think Yeldon did in the pass protection drill that you guys had yesterday?
We liked it. We liked what he saw there. You know, I think that was not a question mark from us, but I think people outside questioned whether or not he would be able to step into the National Football League and be good enough as a pass protector physically-wise. But we like what he brought physically. We thought he attacked linebackers, and he held his own.
How has Aurelius improved since you guys were in Tampa together?
Yeah, you know, I was shot with the surgeries that he's had. He hasn't lost any speed, and he looks even faster, to be honest with you, and he's looked stronger. So he's always been a strong runner. But he just looks a little smoother to me, a little more athletic.
What are you looking for in scrimmage?
Excuse me?
What are you looking for in the scrimmage? What do you want to see? What do you want to accomplish?
Obviously, we've got competition going on in a number of positions. So we're going to take as far as the plays that we run, they'll be tailored towards finding a way to evaluate those positions. So, and we'd like to see, you know, give Blake a chance to go out and run the offense on his own. You know, we've given him a couple of opportunities during training camp to be out on the field with his own and run the huddle, but he'll get a chance to do that for an extended period of time tomorrow.
One of those competitions is center. What's the best case of when you want to decide on a guy?
I mean, certainly you don't want to go in the preseason 3 and 4, so we'll wait through and get through these first two preseason. But if it does go longer, then that's what it will do. But we'd like to make that decision before the third preseason game if we can.
Do you anticipate one of them each getting a start?
We haven't, to be honest with you, we haven't completely talked through that scenario yet, but we could see that happening, playing out. We've done that in practice. Each day we've traded off with those two players at the center position with the one, so could continue that way. But we'll wait and see the scrimmage, and obviously the first preseason game have give us a pretty good idea of what we're looking at there.
What about starting running back? Is that close to...
Same thing. I just, you know, we're real excited as a staff just about the competition at so many positions. Running back, really the offensive line, there's a number of battles going on the offensive line. And really, tight ends, even though we've got a pretty good idea of the skill set between Mercedes and Julius and Clay, I think there's great competition in that group. So, and the wide receivers as well. Even with Marquise going out, we still feel like there's good competition at the wide receiver position. I think that's allowed everybody to grow and get better.
Beatles kind of settled in as a starter?
No, I think even AJ can. I mean, there's competition there, and that's good for everybody. I think the players, I think, they see that. Zane Beatles understands that nothing's given in the National Football League, that you're constantly going to have to win your job from season to season. He's a pro, and he understands it, and I think he appreciates the fact that he's got a young player that is hungry to take his position.
If you name him a starting center before you name a starting guard, will the lose?
A lot of people would look at that and say maybe one of the others could go and get involved at the competition at the guard, and we've discussed some of those scenarios, but again, we'll just continue to evaluate as a staff and make those decisions on the down the road after we've decided that center position.
How much of the offense do you think these guys have now? I mean,
excuse me, John?
How much of the offense do you think the players get now? Are you comfortable with their grasp of
it? I like the growth right now. I think I mentioned to Gus the other day what I think we have an extremely intelligent football team from position to position, and that's been really encouraging. We haven't had to cut back, you know, at any point during training camp or even during the mini camps that we had in June. So that's been a real encouraging thing in the staff's mind, is that we've got an intelligent team and we've been able to push them to the limits mentally.